As we said at the beginning of this Mass, the theme of our reflection is Spera in Do, which means trust in God. How many of us here make use of GPS? That is Global Positioning System. That is the name of GPS. How many of us use it in driving? More especially when we don't know the route or the direction to our destination. How many? How many of us? Okay, let me first of all approach the ladies. You use GPS. Do you trust GPS?
GPS. I trust GPS.
Now, if you were to rate the level of your trust in GPS, how will you rate that? 80? 90? Below or above?
95%, 99%.
Good. Now, another question is, GPS was invented by human beings. Can GPS make mistakes? Yes, because I have experienced that several times. Somewhere you will get, within 10 minutes, GPS will be leading you round and round and round. So GPS can make mistakes. And human beings invented GPS. Now, can human beings make mistakes? Of course, definitely. But we have someone, we have a being that does not make mistakes. Who is that? Lord Almighty. Then my question, my worry is this. You said the level of your trust in GPS is above 90. Why is it that sometimes when we have difficulties in life, something like illness, difficulties in our marriage, in our vocation, I'm a priest. Priests can have crisis in their vocation. Difficulties in our studies, if you are a student, difficulties in our careers. And sometimes we seem to lose faith in God. Why is it? That being that does not make mistakes, do we trust more in things that make mistakes more than the one who does not? That is the question, and that is my worry. A man was sick, and dying sick, and the doctor said to him, I am afraid, we have tried all we could. I'm afraid we are not going to survive this illness. Is there anything we can do for you? The man said yes. And the doctor said, what is that? The man said, please call me another doctor. I want to see another doctor. Because he lost hope in his first doctor. This is the problem. In the first reading of today, we see the lamentations of Job. Job posited a lot of philosophical questions about life, about suffering, about evil. As we all know, God created the world. In the beginning, the world was perfect, created by God. There was no suffering, no evil in the world. But today, we have evil in the world. We have a lot of sufferings in the world. And people begin to question, what about this evil? Does it come from God? A pure being. Does it come from Him? As we all know, evil came into the world through disobedience. And the first recorded disobedience in history was that of Lucifer, an angel, beautiful angel created by God, but who said, "I will not serve," and disobeyed, and he became a fallen angel. The second recorded disobedience in history was that of Adam and Eve. They were deceived by the devil, and they disobeyed God. They doubted the goodness of God. And because of that, evil entered into the world. They began to experience suffering. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, "The thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And in the Gospel of today, we see that mission of Jesus being carried out. He went about doing good, curing the sick, preaching the word of God, casting out demons. And he says in the Gospel of today, "For this purpose have I come." You see, the question I would like each and every one of us to ask himself or herself is this: where do I place my trust when I have difficulties in life? Is it illness? Is it that of marriage? We know we have plenty of it, especially in Europe and America. Is it in marriage, in relationship, or in your career, in your vocation? Where do I place my trust if I have these difficulties? When you place your trust in God, He never fails. If you place your trust in a human being, the person may fail you. So, where do we place our trust? In God. May God bless you.